With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Tony Evers asked a federal judge Wednesday not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prison located in Lincoln County after an inmate was accused of killing a counselor, insisting conditions at the prison have been slowly improving despite the death. The governor said it's important to remember that brutal staff on inmate punishments in the past led to tighter restrictions on what action staff can take. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake School in Wisconsin is the state's only youth prison. The facility had been plagued by allegations of staff on inmate abuse, including excessive use of pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches. Counselor Corey Pruill died after being punched and hitting his head on concrete pavement. His death has pushed Lincoln Hills Copper Lake staff to demand more freedom in dealing with inmates. Republican lawmakers sympathetic to their demands have been talking about asking the judge to revise a consent decree to give them more latitude, including allowing the use of pepper spray. Governor Evers reminded the judge in his letter of the abuse that led to the consent decree in the first place and said Republicans are refusing to acknowledge that history. The governor added he doubts the ACLU would support any changes. Evers added since Pruill's death, the facility has been working to increase staff-to-inmate ratios, utilizing overtime when needed. The governor wrote he intends to visit the prison later this month. Marshfield Medical Center, Park Falls, recently completed phase one of a major reconstruction project. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on the facilities that are critical to health care in the region.
Right now, Marshfield Medical Center is in the middle of a $35 million project to update and improve its Park Falls campus. The healthcare group celebrated the completion of the first phase of construction this week. This phase included adding new spaces for physical and occupational therapy, inpatient pharmacy, and the 11-bed MedSurg hospital unit. Brian Horniman is the interim CEO of Marshfield. He said investing in this hospital is important because there's no other hospital within an hour of Park Falls.
There are many challenges that are facing healthcare. If you look at it from increasing expenses to pharmaceuticals and supplies, the shortages in workforce, many different factors, declining reimbursement, all of those make it more challenging to deliver care in a local geography. And we are working to overcome all of those challenges and continue to serve communities like Park Falls and ensure that we've got the pieces in place to be here not only now and not only next year, but for generations to come.
$20 million for the project came from the Healthcare Infrastructure Capital Investment Grant Program, which was awarded by Governor Evers in March 2022. It was a program created with federal COVID relief funds. Evers was in Park Falls Tuesday to see the updates to the facility. He says the state does have a financial responsibility to support hospitals and clinics.
Well, where are people going to go if we don't? I mean, it's simple as that. Yes, there's less population here, but they're no less important than what it is in Madison. So, yeah, the state has a role, and we are able to do something about it. This is going to be a great facility.
Phase two of construction is already underway. It will include a retail pharmacy, a relocated urgent care, and new spaces for several rehab services. That is scheduled to be completed next summer. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Park Falls.
The Lac-Des-Flambeau tribe says it will restrict access to four roads again if the town doesn't pay permit fees by next Friday. The letter was sent to town chairman Matthew Gaulke from tribal president John Johnson Sr. this week. It was posted to the town website. After 10 years of unpaid easements, the tribe barricaded four roads for several weeks starting in January of 2023. The roads are on tribal land but give access to private homes. The roads reopened after the town paid permit fees to keep them open. The town has been making monthly payments to keep those four roads open. So far, the town has paid more than $470,000 in permit fees. On August 9th, the town shared a meeting agenda that said, in part, the town is unable, not willing, to pay the permit fees for August 12th through September 12th. The tribal president responded, saying the tribe considers the town to be in default. The letter stated the town has until Friday, August 23rd, to pay all outstanding temporary access permit fees to the tribe. Failure to do so will result in restricted access over four town roads. The town board has a special meeting previously scheduled for that day. The town had been asking for state and federal assistance on the issue. The Lac-Vieux-Désert tribe will be replacing a culvert with a bridge near the headwaters of the Wisconsin River. Less than 1,500 feet from the dam at the southern end of Lake Lakeview Des Aires are two culverts. They're set above the natural stream level, causing the water to pond and raise the lake water level. That's bad for wild rice that struggles in high water levels. Alina Shively is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Lakeview Des Aires Tribe. She says the health that comes from these food communities is crucial to the tribe.
These are ways that we can make sure that those plant and food communities on public lands can be cared for, enhanced, and improved.
Funding for the project is coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law through the Tribal Forest Protection Act. The act allows the tribes to do this kind of work on Forest Service land, but it's been rarely used since it was created in 2004 due to a lack of funding. This year, 23 projects worth $18 million are being funded through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law.
It's great to see the expansion of our ability to work together. There has to be mutual benefit in these projects, which there is, improvement on Forest Service lands, but also a benefit to the tribe. And these are projects that the tribe has to put forth on our own.
The project is being done on the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Construction is expected to start next year. Some federal incentives to bring internet access to tribal communities neglected to require tribal participation, according to a new report. Kathleen Shannon has more.
The Federal Communications Commission's 2020 Rural Digital Opportunity Fund awarded over $9 billion to cable and satellite operators, phone companies, and others to deploy broadband in areas lacking it. A new report from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance shows that program included no requirement for tribal consent or engagement before companies placed bids. Author Jessica Auer says that left some tribes, especially those with their own broadband projects, in what she calls a bureaucratic boondoggle that led to tension and confusion.
They're required to spend resources and staff time trying to contest these awards, confronted by outside providers who feel that they have a mandate and a right to build on sovereign tribal lands.
Auer says not including tribal nations at the table is, in many cases, considered a violation of tribal sovereignty. According to a 2022 study, households in tribal areas are about 24% less likely to have access to broadband internet than others. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.